Wagwan fam, welcome to remember that. What's up, speakers? Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! My name is Awiti, and welcome to another episode. So this is not just another episode. No. This is Podmas episode one. Wait, I know I've named two episodes episode one. So because I'm recording the same episodes, on the same day, because let me just explain Podmas. I'm introducing Podmas. So Podmas, you see how YouTubers, how vloggers have Vlogmas, where they vlog every day in December. Yeah, so as podcasters, we now have Podmas, where we record an episode, a podcast episode, every day of December and then upload the same day. So that's so nice. I'm super excited to be part of it, and shout out to the organizers. So Podmas episode one, this is gonna be episode one. The other episode that I called episode one is gonna be episode two. Hope you get it. So super excited to be here. And first of all, first things first, I am excited. I am super happy. You know what? You know why? Because Spotify Wrapped is out! Yay! The long awaited Spotify Wrapped. We waited for Spotify Wrapped, and how Spotify just used to hype Spotify Wrapped. Well, everyone was just waiting for Spotify Wrapped. So Spotify Wrapped was out. It was out on Thursday, yes. And I have super great news. I have super, super duper great news. So Unspoken Podcast was among the breakout creators of 2023. Imagine. me. So ask about me. But I'm so, I was so happy. Unspoken Podcast among the breakout creators of, yeah, like it was me, like I was among the breakout creators of 2023 on Spotify. Bro, Mungu bariki wengine, bariki wengine, utaniwa na baraka. So that was a really happy moment for me, because I was even looking at my Spotify stats, and it was so good. It was better than last year. Like this year, like I really did that thing in this podcast. I really did. And next year, it's gonna be big and better. But what I'm just trying to say is, like, I'm super happy. And just shout out to all speakers. Shout out to you, all speakers who listen to Unspoken Podcast. Each and every one of you who listen to Unspoken Podcast. Each and every one of you who shares, each and every one of you subscribe. By the way, you guys, you should subscribe. I'm really struggling with YouTube because I just recently started producing audiovisual content, so better subscribe, because I'm now doing Podmas where I'm vlogging, because I'm like recording an episode here, I'm recording a video, and then I'm recording audio here on my laptop. So it's hectic, so I have to edit the audio, the video. So the best thing you can do is just subscribe. So yeah, but I'm super excited for Spotify Wrapped breakout creator of the year. You know, I saw that thing and I was like, maybe, you know, I didn't even see that thing. I don't know how I was looking at my analytics. I don't know. So I think I was not so keen on them. And then I didn't see that thing about breakout creator of the year, like being among those people. So my friend, another podcaster, is the one who sent it to me. He was like, I saw you. And whoa, hey, that was so dope. That was, I was like, then he sent me the pic, and I was like, I didn't see this. Where is this from? Then he just sent it to me. Then I now went back to my Spotify analytics on Spotify Wrapped, and then that's when I saw it. Breakout creator of the year, bro. it was so crazy. I was so happy. But at the time when I was looking at those analytics, I was not even like, my mind was not even there. Like I think I was dealing with a lot at the time, so like I was not even that keen. But I'm so happy, I'm so grateful. Shout out to you, speaker, who listens to my podcast. Shout out to Unspoken community. Shout out. So here I am. This is Podmas one, the one of shooting this. And I think this is gonna be where I'll be shooting this for the rest of December. So me, I'm just here stuck in this room today, and it really, like when I was thinking about Spotify Wrapped and being breakout creator of the year and looking at the analytics, I was like, I never thought I was gonna do this thing for podcasting. Like, I'm gonna do this podcast for a long time. It really got me thinking to when I started this podcast back when I was in campus in second year in a room almost as similar as this. But then I was recording with my phone. I was recording like 3 minutes episodes. I was blabbering. Like, I always say this story each and every time someone asks me about my podcast. So, but for me, it is just like the journey, the process, how the process has been, how the journey has been for me. And it has really been a learning, especially this year 2023. You, like, I've really gone out for this podcast. I have, and I can clearly see now the results, because I've really gone out. I've like sacrificed everything. Me, I've sacrificed everything for this podcast. Everything. Yeah, like, so I'm just like seeing the results now. I've done events. I've done my first podcast events this year. The one I did for children's home, and when I started my high school tour this year for the podcast, and then I won my freaking award. Yo, I won a freaking award this year for best personal and self-development podcast in Africa. APV, shout out. And then I've got a couple of opportunities through this podcast. So I'm just seeing like the journey, and I don't want to tell you guys trust the process, but I'm going to tell you guys trust the process. Trust the process. Like, in whatever you're doing, just trust the process. Like, just you do your part. Like, you just, I was reading, I was planning today, it was a Like, I use it. So just like trust the process, because me, I'm really like seeing how, like, the fruits of my labor through this podcast. And it's just even the beginning for me and Unspoken. Like, it's just the beginning. So guys, trust the process in whatever you're doing. So speaking of Spotify Wrapped, I was looking at away from the podcast. I was like, were they seeing the top podcasts? What really like act me, like what really like I was so sad about, was I was looking at the top podcasts, the most listened podcasts globally, that is the whole world. And the sad thing was, there was no African podcast there on Spotify, the most listened to podcasts globally. There was no African podcast. That was so sad to me. I was like, why? Not even a single African podcast, leave alone Kenya, Africa, the whole of Africa. There was not even a single podcast, and it was so sad for me. And like, I know this has to change. I was like, no, this has to change. So you guys listen to more African podcasts. I think like African podcasts are so dope, and you know, we have different stories. Our stories, of course, are different from the other podcasters from maybe US and UK. Of course, they're different stories. So it's nice to like listen to African podcasts, listen to Kenyan podcasts, and then also mix with the other podcasts from the rest of the world. But do listen to African podcasts, and we need to get there as African podcasters. We need to get there on top of Spotify. Like, we need to, Joroga needs to go. Like, we need an African podcast on, not on top, top 10, top 5, because I'm really seeing how people how, especially I'm speaking for my country Kenya, how people are going out on their podcasts. People are really going out of their people are starting podcasts everywhere. Like, people are going out because there's a real potential in podcasting. So we should I'm praying next year, like, we need to get an African podcast, not even one African podcast, a couple of African podcasts on top on the most listened list on Spotify globally next year when Spotify Wrapped is there. Maybe it's gonna be Unspoken. Yeah, from us too, because yes. But yeah, but that was really sad. That was so sad. And then what was it about Spotify Wrapped again? There was of course, and then music, top artists, and then top artists of the year. The most streamed artist was Taylor Swift. And I was thinking, am I the only one who doesn't still, no, I don't listen as much to Taylor. And I was like, okay, that girl, she has like a lot of fans from way back. Because, you know, Taylor, I used to listen to a lot of Taylor's music when I was in primary, I guess. Yeah. When was Bad Blood released? Bad Blood, her first songs, Bad Blood. There's this other song, you can enjoy it. yenye ilikuwa inaita Taylor Swift. But Bad Blood stood up. Ah, but these are the songs. Ah, there are so many. I think that was an era when I was in primary and then high school. Yeah, that was when I used to listen to a lot of Taylor Swift songs. So nowadays, I don't really like relate to her music that much. And I was surprised. I was surprised, like, when she was the most streamed artist on Spotify. Yo, shout out to you, Taylor. So I was so surprised until, like, she's gonna make over $100 million. Spotify is gonna pay her over $100 million for being the most streamed artist globally. Yo, that is crazy. So shout out. And then what it stood for me, so Mimi, according to me, my top artist was Drake, of course. And then Drake, there was Tiwa Savage. Those were my top artists. And then, of course, Wakadinali. I think I added to Wakadinali's list because Wakadinali were the, what was it? Wakadinali had the most listenership in Kenya. The most streamed artist in Kenya on Spotify. Imagine Wakadinali. And it's like, so Wakadinali have more listeners. On Spotify than Nyashinski, than Sauti Sol. That was crazy. I didn't know that. So Spotify rap really like revealed a lot of stuff about your taste in music, about your taste and how it like measured your emotions throughout the year. It was so dope. Shout out whoever came up with the idea for Spotify rap. That was a genius idea. So that was what I learned, that Wakadinali have more listeners than Nyashinski and Sauti Sol. So shout out to Wakadinali. And then those are a couple of things that like really stood out for me on Spotify Wrapped, and it like really shed a lot of light on me as a creator, and I think even other creators. Like, that's when you know, like, are people really listening to you, or are just here talking to yourself? Gone are the days when I used to talk to myself back in I think 2020, and I started this podcast. I used to talk to myself. I didn't even know how to check my analytics. I think that time I was just using Anchor, so I didn't even know how to check my analytics. But with this Spotify Wrapped now, you can just like know who's listening. There's even a segment where, you know, your podcast is a number one podcast for like how many fans, and then your podcast is a top 10 podcast for how many fans, and then for top 5, like at least you're a top one in these kind of people listen to your podcast. These people like participated in your Q&A. These people did sort of like those. That's really encouraged me. Like, whether I've shared them on my Instagram and Spoken Podcast KE, go and check them out, and you better keep listening and subscribe to my YouTube channel. So that's it about Spotify. Today I was just coming here to like share the news. That's for Podmas for day one, like share the news with you. Like, guys, we made it to Breakout Creators of 2023 on Spotify. That's big for me. Like, that's so big. Shout out to all speakers. Like, that, in fact, now I'm doing this podcast the whole of December. 31 days. Am I ready for 31 episodes? Am I? We're gonna see that. But just know that this December, this podcast is gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit, lady. And I hope, how is your December, guys? But happy new month. Happy new month, you guys. And I hope your December is December. I hope so. Have fun, baby. Have fun. The year has been, I'm not gonna say it's been a long year, because it hasn't. This year has been the most fast year. Like, I hope your December is December. Happy holidays. Remember to go out and have fun. Be outside. We outside. So just be out there. Have fun. Make wise decisions, or make bad ones, but think wisely. So shout out to that. And I think I'm gonna end this episode here, because this is Podmas, and I'm not about to be here recording long episodes. No. I think these episodes are gonna be 15 minutes max. Yes, that's quite, it makes sense. And shout out to the people who put Podmas together. There's Queen Rafi and the witty Nigeria. Shout out to you guys. Like, I've been thinking about this idea, and I didn't understand it. I've never really like thought about it. Like, I've been thinking about it. Like, as podcast, I should do something. But I didn't like. I've been thinking about this idea. At first, I was thinking Podtober, like Vlogtober. Then it didn't work out. Then Podmas, and it's really like I'm really happy that it's giving me that today. And this has been started by African podcasters. You guys get into African podcasts, you better do. So yeah, shout out to you guys. And I think I'm gonna love you and leave you here. And I'm gonna see you in the next episode, Podmas episode 2. Shout out to you guys. And yes, whether I'm recording this, do you wanna know what time it is? It's 2:22 a.m. I'm a night owl recording an episode. You better subscribe. Adios. Keep it unspoken, will you?